Demonstrations large and small have been held in places like Burlington, Albany, and Poughkeepsie after a Florida jury on Saturday night cleared Zimmerman of all criminal charges in the February 2012 shooting of Trayvon Martin.
The U.S. Department of Justice needs to open up a civil rights case against George Zimmerman.
That's Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner, who drafted a letter to send to fellow lawmakers. Now the Justice Department is trying to determine whether federal prosecutors should file criminal civil rights charges. Early Monday morning, there was a silent stand for justice. Activists assembled on the eastern steps of the New York State Capitol building in Albany, where they stood motionless for 4 full minutes, the time it took Martin to die after being shot. Angelica Clark is with the Organization for a Free Society.
We will not stand for another Trayvon Martin. And in this case, we're not talking about the verdict. You know, it's not only about the verdict. We're talking about our values and the systems that we allow to operate around us. And in this case, this is structural racism operating right here in the Capital Region, where people of color are being arrested and convicted at much higher rates, one of the worst rates in the entire country.
Alice Green, executive director at the Center for Law and Justice in Albany, agrees that racial profiling is an issue of great concern affecting young people. She says we as a community and a society should strive to strike down the old stereotypes.
And make racial profiling illegal. It's done all the time. It permeates all of our criminal justice systems and juvenile justice systems in the country. My center, the Center for Law and Justice, in anticipation of this possible decision, had already begun planning with others in the community program that we are scheduled to kick off on Tuesday, using the Trayvon Martin situation as a skit so that young people can act it out and see what happened, talk about it, express their feelings, and learn how to protect themselves when they're on the street. And so one of the things we want to do is teach kids what their legal rights are, but also to understand how to handle situations such as the one Trayvon Martin found himself in a year and a half ago.
While the Zimmerman verdict is renewing a focus on Florida's Stand Your Ground laws, Tully Rinke attorney Lindsay Jacob offers guiding words for anyone who may get caught up in a standoff situation.
My advice would be very consistent with the 911 dispatcher's advice. You know, she told him not to follow him, and I would echo that. I think if at all an altercation can be avoided, that's really what everyone's hoping for. So I would tell him to go back to his house, he's notified the authorities, let them do their job, let them come and take care of the situation.
Neil Roberts, assistant professor of Africana Studies at Williams College, believes the Zimmerman decision will have long-standing impact across lines of class and color.
The word that has been floating around, and not only in terms of social movement protests, the blogosphere, even the New York Times today in terms of its op-ed in terms of the case, is that this word justice, but what justice actually means seems to be very conditioned in terms of onlookers. It's justice with regarding to how we understand race relations and questions of racial profiling, or is justice regarding the question of law and statutes, and so it gets the intersections of those two, which during the case, or what I call the kind of declining significance of race in the case, has made this, you know, the verdict really what we have to wrestle with is, you know, was it an incorrect verdict given the nature of the law, or is it something that is going to have to make us actually take very seriously not only questions of kind of laws, and not only just gun laws, but also questions of the self-defense law, but also really what this has brought to light in terms of race relations that, quite frankly, the trial itself did not settle regardless of the verdict.
The NAACP is taking steps toward lodging federal civil rights charges against Zimmerman. Legal observers believe Martin's family could initiate a wrongful death lawsuit against Zimmerman in civil court. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.